This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Some school districts across the nation don't have enough bus drivers, while other districts say they're getting by. I talked with a couple local school superintendents about the issue. In Macomb, Superintendent Patrick Toomey has called the school bus driver shortage a crisis. He blames the problem on the pandemic.
Really, when this virus thing hit, it created a significant shortage across the country in bus drivers. Some of it naturally, because as you look community to community, many of the bus drivers were elderly, and many of people in that population made a conscious choice that they didn't feel like it was in their best interest to continue driving a bus full of children.
Toomey says the shortage is unusual. He says Macomb has about 24 full-time routes and normally has more than enough drivers for them. Now it has just 18 drivers. Toomey says the district has boosted bus driver pay from $12 an hour 3 years ago to $18.50 now. It's also offering signing bonuses. In the neighboring West Prairie School District, Superintendent Guy Grattert says their routes are all covered currently. The district runs 9 routes over its 244 square miles.
We have been very fortunate to remain steadily staffed in our transportation department. We had a retirement in the last year. We've had a resignation a couple weeks before school. However, we have been able to recruit replacements for those individuals.
All right. So you're not facing a bus driver shortage?
You know, I would say that there's always been a shortage of bus drivers. I'm going into my 10th year as a superintendent, and I don't think there's 1 year where I was not posting for a driver or a sub-driver. And so that really has been ongoing in education for a long time. But currently, we are not faced with some of the challenges that our neighboring districts are.
Grattert says even though his district is in good shape right now, it's a competitive environment for school bus drivers, and districts are constantly in recruitment mode. Rich Egger reporting.